Hey, what's good, y'all? Welcome to my podcast. You know what I'm saying? I just want to drop some information on y'all. Just tell you how it is. Tell y'all what it is, you feel me? So, I do security. I work a 9-to-5, you know, for Ally Universal. Right? It's not all it's cracked up to be. Working a 9-to-5, people say, like, oh, you should get a job. You know, make your own money. You know? And I'm doing it, and I just feel dead inside. It's not like, it's not feeding my soul. It's not, you know, growing me mentally. I know that 5-10 years down the line, I'm not gonna have any skills worth a damn. You feel me? And down the line, you know, most jobs is gonna be done with because of technology, AI, and shit like that. You know? That don't even matter, but still. Minimum wage ain't shit. Working for someone else ain't shit. You know, we should all have our own business, be entrepreneurs. There's no reason to be working for someone else. The reason you work for someone else is because you're lazy, basically. You don't have the mental power to be your own boss. You feel me? I don't wanna give away my fucking plans and shit, but, you know, I'm telling you, this 9-to-5 shit ain't, it's not the way it ain't it, you know? And I see other ways of living a more natural life, and it is very appealing. And I don't find this living in the hood, living in the city shit appealing, like, you feel me? I want to be my own boss. That's in the corporate world, that's in the natural world, that's in life itself. Like, I don't want to be, you know, bossed around, be told what to do. I don't like that shit. And people, they like to glorify that shit only because they've been doing this for, like, you know, yeah, all heads talking about, like, oh, I've been doing this, that, and the third for 20, 30 years, you know. I used to work at a gas station. It was, like, this little summer job I did on the weekends. I got, like, well, 11 an hour, like in New York, during that time, you get 11 an hour for minimum wage. So I worked at this gas station. Like, it was a self-service. All I do is, you pull over with your car, you tell me how much gas you want, and you want $40 worth of gas. I say, all right, cool. What you want, regular, premium? You know, you tell me. I put that in, put the pump in your, you know, fill you with the gas, give me the money, I put it inside. That's all I did. Self-service. You know, here and there, I shovel snow and shit like that. You know, it's winter time. You know. But yeah, I was just doing that during the summer and shit. And, my boss, Mr. Palmer, who hired me, he was doing that for, like, what, 40 years. You know? I'm just like, damn. I've been doing this for basically twice my age, or for twice the years I was living. And what you have to show for it. You know, you have your own gas station, you feel me? But you don't go on vacation, you don't take, you have one day off a week, and like, you know? And you can see if a person is really successful by their facial expressions, by how happy they are. You know what I'm saying? If he had this little gas station, he was happy as fuck, you know? Enjoying every day he was here working, you know, that's different. But this motherfucker, he's miserable from my perspective, you know. He's not really a happy person. That's how I see it. So it's like, what's the point of working all these years or something? And he had his own business. He ran a gas station, okay? He did his own thing. He had employees. Miserable as fuck, too. Everybody over there just miserable. They old as hell. In their 50s and 60s, they've been doing this longer than I was alive. Like, in this avatar, they've been doing this longer than I was alive. Right? And they're all miserable. It just don't make no sense to me, like, you know, and this is the type of shit you glorify. This is the type of shit that's glorified in this world. Working a job for the government for many years to retire and to get your pension. Right, So you slave away, so you become a slave for 50, 60 years, and then you get paid to continue perpetuating the system. Right? Now, and the family system is broke up too. Your kids hate you. Your parents, they're gone, you know? And it's just like nothing to live for. You're not building anything. You can't, there's nothing to build. You know, you have your own business, the gas station, right? But what are you really doing for the neighborhood? What are you really doing for the community? You're not really, you know, you're not doing nothing, you know? And you're not super rich either because you live in the fucking hood. You know what I'm saying? You live down a block from me, nigga. You're not fucking rich, you feel me? And I just see it as a waste of time. And that's not something I want to do in my life. I don't want to waste my time, you know? I want to make sure every second that I'm using is effective, you know? And this takes, you got to have a plan. You got to have a system. You got to be disciplined. You know, you got to have a goal. You got to be focused on that goal, right? And this ain't an easy thing to do nowadays with things like social media that's always distracting you, that's breaking your focus. You have notifications, boom. Notification pop up, take your focus, you go check out the notification. And now you're texting somebody else, you're looking at this, doing this, that, and the third, right? Instead of being focused on what you was doing in the first place, right? But then again, you need social media to social network, right? And get to where you're going. So the internet is a tool that can be used for good and for bad. It can be beneficial, right? It can be detrimental, depending on how you use it, you know? But I suggest you use it to get to where you're going. You feel me? And if you're not a person that's like into making videos, you know, you can make a podcast like me. I make podcasts. I like it. I like talking to the phone, you know, recording myself, making videos, all that. But not everybody's like that. So, you know, you got to find out what you like. Like, you can be more of a music person, make music and shit. You know, if you like dancing, you can dance. So on and so forth. But I feel like you should network and meet people and be on your journey to wherever the fuck you want to go. You know what I'm saying? But there's no reason you should be working a 9-to-5 to get there, because you're not getting there. You feel me? You work 9-to-5, 5 days a week, minimum wage, maybe even more. On the weekends, you party, you hang out with your friends, because, you know, as humans, we have the need to socialize. Anyway, who the fuck doesn't want to go out after being at work for 40 hours, 40 plus hours, you know? So I respect it. And the money you do get, you put that towards distractions like cable bills, Netflix, you know, video games, clothes, alcohol, drugs, all this shit, just to distract you from your life. Because you know deep down that you're not supposed to be doing what you're doing right now. That 9-to-5, you're working at McDonald's, whatever. You know, that ain't shit. It's really not. Like me, I do security. Like, I just sit there and watch a camera, basically. I could be on my phone and shit, and I don't even want to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really have to push myself out the bed each day to go to fucking work. So I know niggas that working at McDonald's, they actually doing shit like picking up basket, picking up back, unloading trucks, picking up boxes, flipping burgers, working at the cash register, you know, dealing with these niggas that actually eat McDonald's and shit. Like, no. Like, I know you really gonna do it. I know you don't want to be there. You feel me? There's no reason to. There's no reason that you should be working 9-to-5s, you know, working for minimum wage, especially in this day and age, you know? And those type of people, all the type of people that would tell you, like, oh, you need to get a job, you need to do this, that, and the third, you know, to get to where you're going, but it's not true. It's really not true. You know, but I'm going to show y'all how it's done. Like, I'm going to show y'all, I'm going to record my journey, doing what I do, you know, having financial freedom, right? That's my own definition. I have my own definition of financial freedom. Like, we're all free. You just got to take your freedom back, right? Because right now, the government owns you. They own you through your birth certificate, your social ID, your state ID and shit like that, you know? And then they suck you in by telling you that you need a job, and everybody tells you that you need a job. You should go to school, go to college, you know? College is a setup. It really is. You finish high school, 12 years of your life, wasted, elementary school, middle school, high school, 12 years, down the drain. Then the shit you don't need to know, you get your diploma. Like, you go to college, 2, 4, 6, maybe 8 years. Like, get your diploma, your degree, bachelor's degree, whatever, master's degree, you know. You got to pay tens, hundreds of thousands just for that piece of paper. That's not guaranteeing you a job. You feel me? There's no reason that you should be going to college anyway. You could learn any, you could learn the same skills on the internet, really. You feel me? Get a fucking mentor and learn those same skills. Unless you want to be a fucking lawyer, a doctor, or some shit, then you shouldn't really be going to college anyway to learn those same skills. You feel me? So you do all that, you ain't dead. You get a job, you get paid shit. Right? You get paid like shit. You're spending all your time trying to maneuver your way through the system with the job you have. Trying to rise up in the ranks, spending all your time trying to, you know, go up in status so you get paid more, so you can have a house, a car. And then with your free time, you're looking for someone else. You're looking for someone to spend your life with. You're looking for a mate, a wife. Because most people that go to college be into that shit, you know. That's what they tell you, trying to find the one and shit. You know, I don't really believe in that. No, you spend all your time trying to live this so-called American dream. And you end up realizing that it's not cracked up. It's not really all it's cracked up to be. You really just end up slaving away doing something you don't want to do. You know, even if you found something that you like to do, you're going to end up not wanting to do it. Like, say if you want to be a veterinarian, you want to help animals and shit. Like, working a job, you're going to end up not liking that shit. That's my experience with it. You're going to end up not liking that shit, not wanting to do it no more. And you're going to have a feeling that you can't quit. Because once you quit, you don't know what's going to happen next. You know what I'm saying? Because you've been spending all your life, right, in the system. You know? You go to school September until May, June, right? Then you graduate and you go to the next phase, which is college. Then go to the next phase, the workforce. There's no quitting in that, in those phases. In that cycle, there's no quitting. So once you do quit and take your life back, and you decide to do your own thing, you're just like, oh shit, like, I don't know what to do. You feel me? Then you're looking for a guide, a mentor. You can't really find it because you don't, because this is not something taught in school. You know what I'm saying? So it's better. You do your 12 years, you know. It's like a prison sentence. You do 12 years. Get your diploma. You know, you're done. And then start your journey from there. You can do it. Just have a guide, a mentor, who's already done it before. You know, just follow the steps. You feel me? But there's no reason you should be having a job and have to work all this, having to work for money. You feel me? Like, animals, they don't work for money. There's no lion, zebra, giraffe in the jungle working for money, and they have all the food, they have clothes, they have the shelter they need, they have their own clothes, their skin is their own clothes. They don't need, you know, an extra layer. They don't need that shit. You be seeing people walking around, walking their dogs, and and the dogs have sweaters on and shit. Like, the dog don't fucking need that shit. You put that shit on the dog is trying to, you know, shit. The dog is trying to, take that shit off him. Because he don't need it. He got his own fur and shit, you know? It's unnecessary.